Stag, this is a greeting on Viola Abbey. Viola, V-I-O-L-A, Abbey, E-A-B-B-E-Y, A as in apple, A-B-B-E-Y, B as in boy, Abbey Viola, date of birth, 9/27/42, date of visit, 2/24/25. Please make copy for Geraldo Melo, MD. HAROLDO, Geraldo Melo, MELO, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and a left lung mass. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 82-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking, was recently sent for a chest CT that was done on done on 12/26/24. The patient's CTA of the chest demonstrated central lobular emphysema and a small left pleural effusion and a peripherally located left upper lobe nodule measuring 10 millimeter by 6 millimeter and a 4 millimeter nodule in the anterior right lower lobe. No enlarged intrathoracic nodes. Multiple nodules present in the left lobe of the thyroid. The patient then went for a PET CT done on 1/31/25, which showed increased activity corresponding to a left para-aortic nodule with a SUV of 6.0, consistent with malignancy. There was also multifocal increased uptake involving the axial skeleton corresponding to the sclerotic areas in the thoracic spine, ribs and cervical spine and sternum. Malignancy was not excluded. There was also activity in the left femur. Period. The patient was then sent for a bone biopsy and had a needle biopsy of the thoracic vertebra, done by IR, and the final pathology is still pending. I did speak to the pathologist reviewing the case, and he gave a preliminary impression of metastatic lung cancer. The patient has lost weight. She has shortness of breath, occasional cough, denies hemoptysis, denies fevers or chills. And she's presently not on any inhalers. I'm sorry, she's presently on one inhaler, including Wixela, 500 micrograms, one puff BID. The next paragraph, Pastor Sri. Pastor Sri includes history of hypertension, history of COPD, and past history for diastolic dysfunction. She has had an aneurysm of the brain clipped in the past. Also had appendectomy remotely in a bar. And previous history of pneumonia. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits, the patient smoked for 70 years, about a pack per day. No significant alcohol. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of lung cancer. And one son with leukemia, and one daughter with breast cancer. Father died of old age. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. She had weight loss. She has no abdominal pains, but has diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has mild joint pains and denies headache, seizures, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching, no urinary frequency or flank pains. And next paragraph, med list. Included losartan, 50 milligrams daily, simvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, montelukast, 10 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily. And the Wixela inhaler. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. Mild pallor, no sign of this mild clubbing, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure, 128 by 80. Pulse, 90, respiration 16, temperature 976. Weight is 90 pounds, saturation 91. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered visas, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, so an S2 no murmur. The abdomen, soft, protuberant without masses. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes of one pass, but no gross motor depth. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph, impression left lung mass, rule out malignancy. Number two is bony lesions of the cervical and thoracic spine, possible metastatic malignancy. And number three is COPD, emphysema. Number four, hypertension. Number five is nicotine dependency. Next, plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She was also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She was placed on Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day, in place of Advair. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. She may also qualify for home oxygen, and a nocturnal oxygen saturation study will be arranged. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Copy for Geraldo Melo. M-E-L-O, Geraldo. This is Dr. D'Souza.